President is on talking about the Kennedy Center, but of course everyone asks him about the war and all of that. So if anything comes up, Mike assures me we'll put it up on the air. But at this moment, we continue with, as scheduled, our programming. And we welcome an attorney from Minnesota. He's a partner at Moorman, Cardell and Erickson, PA. His name is Eric Cardell, Esquire. He's the lead attorney representing people accused of being false electors in the 2020 election, who are now, after being basically attacked by our attorney general, now they're suing Attorney General Dana Nessel. To bring us up to date, here is Eric Cardell. Eric, my name's Paul W. Smith. Welcome to Michigan.
Well, it's great to be on. Thank you so much.
So I don't know who sent out this press release, probably not you, but it starts off with Michigan's failed Attorney General Dana Nessel. And then it goes on with a quote from Michonne Maddock, one of the victorious 2020 Michigan electors that you've represented. Quote, Dana Nessel, who is perhaps the worst lawyer in the USA, I don't know. I always went by the how to win friends and influence people, and I don't think, you know, that starting out that way makes the most sense, but you're right there on the front line. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean, my investigation basically led to filing the notice of intent to sue. There's no lawsuit yet, but your audience should be concerned about investigating what I've been seeing, and that is the role of 501c3s, particularly the state's United Democracy Center had a contract with the Michigan Attorney General. And we see this in other states, Wisconsin and Arizona, where there were prosecution of the 2020 electors. And they seem to have these contracts to provide legal advice to push the prosecutors in the pre-charging phase to select their political opponents for prosecution.
The whole idea here is you haven't done it yet, but to sue Dana Nessel, the false electors defendants, if you will, to sue Dana Nessel alleging malicious prosecution. The whole idea, I think that was from Bridge, Michigan, the whole idea being that everything she was doing, and we have seen this, was politically based, basically.
Right. So the attorney general had a contract with a progressive group called the States United Democracy Center. And this is a contract with a law firm to provide legal advice. And pre-charging, it appears that the States United Democracy Center was promoting or pushing the attorney general to charge the electors with crimes. And so that's all kind of secret under attorney-client privilege. But the Judicial Watch investigation in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona have now produced documents that States United Democracy Center was at the center of promoting this. So imagine if you had a political opponent that organized a 501c3 and got into the attorney general's office and was pushing for you to be prosecuted. You think that's unfair too. It's just a really bad policy to have 501c3s in there pre-charging. We should have independent prosecutors and employees reviewing materials rather than having, you know, political opponents trying to grind a political axe through prosecution.
Well, you have said, if I can read one of your quotes, government, and I can't argue with this, government officials who weaponize their offices against citizens for political purposes must be held accountable under the law. I don't know who could be against that statement.
Well, right. And so here, the particular the policy, and I need more documents. They're coming in slowly, but I do have the document from Arizona showing that the progressive nonprofit was behind the charges brought in Arizona. The same nonprofit had a contract with Michigan Attorney General, and the result was the same type of charges. So we need to investigate more, but you know, we don't want nonprofits influencing charging decisions of nonprofits because they can go after the political opponents.
Right, which appears to be the case, or just on the outside looking in and hearing what you're saying to me. We haven't heard from the Dana Nessel people at this point. Do you think, and I'm sure you're a great attorney and your law firm is a great one, Eric, but do you think they had to come to Minnesota because Michigan attorneys would be afraid to go up against Dana Nessel?
I think there's an issue there just with respect to retaliation and so forth, but I have specialized in election integrity work in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. We had some victories a couple years ago in Ypsilanti and East Lansing regarding some ordinances that violated the Constitution regarding elections. So we're very excited about litigating in Michigan. We've been doing it for a long time.
All right. Good to meet you. I'm sure we'll talk again. Eric Cardell, the Esquire, partner at Mormon Cardell and Erickson, PA. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You do the same as we continue in Focus at WJR at 1243.